Ideas and a quarrel. Have you ever heard someone say, ideas have consequences? Did you know Oxford University was founded because a king quarreled with an archbishop about ideas? The archbishop was the Archbishop of Canterbury, Thomas Becket. The king was Henry II. The quarrel was about power. King Henry's idea was to have power over all things in his realm. He was a typical king. He wanted to rule over everyone and everything. Becket argued that God had greater power than everyone, even kings. As you might imagine, King Henry was not very happy about Becket's idea. Henry demanded Becket appear before a great council. Becket was convicted of treason by the council, but escaped imprisonment by fleeing to France. King Louis VII gave him protection because King Henry was his enemy. This made King Henry so angry he ordered all English students home from the University of Paris. Most of the students settled at Oxford and started a university of their own. After negotiations between the Pope and King Henry, Becket returned to England. The Archbishop believed strongly in his idea. Although he knew returning to England would likely result in his death, he believed that the king was accountable to God, not the other way around. And die he did. On 29 December 1170, four of King Henry's knights brutally murdered him inside Canterbury Cathedral. Isn't it ironic that Oxford University began in a clash over ideas? Did you ever think about why ideas are so powerful? What idea would you be willing to die for? Since its founding during a battle over ideas, Oxford University has been famous for hosting lecture series and debates, a tradition that began in the 12th century. Gerald of Wales was a scholar, religious leader, and diplomat. Gerald loved Paris because it was a center of learning. When his tutors wanted to point out a model scholar, they mentioned Gerald. While still a young man, he was asked to lecture at the University of Paris. After returning to England, Gerald delivered one of the first public lecture series at Oxford in 1188. This tradition of debating ideas and issues continues today through the world-famous Oxford Union. How many people do you think know Oxford, now one of the most famous universities in the world, began because a king and an archbishop quarreled over an idea? Ideas do have consequences.